It is time for sports, and that means it's time to bring in none other than the Yankees theme song. Why not? Should we play that this morning? Should we play that this morning? Yes. Why should we play this? Because for the first time, I think, since 2003, the Yankees actually went out west and swept the California Angels at home. And now the three best records in baseball belong to Arizona, the Red Sox, and the Yankees. And as Mike Cossey would say, go west, young man, go west. You've got four games against Houston. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
Well, they're playing well, that's all you can say.
Yeah, they caught the Angels at the right time. They lost seven out of their last 10. They beat them in 2 1-run games, won an extra inning game, and they won three games against the Angels.
Haven't done that in a long time, and that's been a bad stadium for them to play in.
Well, now they get on a plane last night after that game, and they play tonight against Houston in Houston.
Yeah. Well, and your favorite pitcher is pitching for the Yankees.
Oh, any pitcher that pitches for the Yankees, my favorite, because they all stink.
Anyway, this is Sonny's pitching.
No, my favorite pitcher is whatchamacallit, is Betances. He's my favorite Yankee pitcher. He's the Yankees equal to Familia.
Well, anyways, they do have the third best record in baseball, and
tied for third.
Well, no, their percentage is better than Houston.
No, percentages don't mean anything. The Houston Astros have 19 wins.
And one more loss than the Yankees.
Doesn't matter.
Well, anyways.
Doesn't matter. Yankees went to, when they had a bit win in Houston last year to win one game, they got shut out twice. Those are the games they count.
Yeah. Well still, they turned the season around, I'll tell you. They really have. So.
Mm-hmm.
They're beating people they should beat. And that's what they have to do to get to the postseason. So where else do you want to go in sports now that I've let off with the Yankees?
I don't know. Where you want to go?
How about Washington beating Pittsburgh?
And yeah, they got back into the series.
Yeah.
They beat them yesterday 4-1. It was a must-win for Washington. If Washington lost that game yesterday, they were in big, big trouble. So that's tied at 1. Nashville beat Winnipeg in the double overtime last night, tied that 1-1. Vegas got beat on Saturday, so that's tied with San Jose at 1-1. And the Bruins, they play their second game tonight against Tampa. They're up one game to none. Expect Tampa to win that game tonight. And that game's on national TV, believe it or not.
All right, and you know what? See that kid for the Pirates had a perfect game, going into the seventh inning?
Mm-hmm.
And that was his first start.
Pirates have a good team. The Pirates have a good team. They went up against who their competitions are going to be in their division with the Cardinals, and they took care of business against the Cardinals. They swept the Cardinals. They won their last five. They're 17-11. And like I said, after I went down to spring training, and I said the Pirates are going to be a team to be reckoned with. Sure enough, they're in there. They're 17-11. Nobody probably would have thought they'd be winning the Central Division even now. And they're playing good baseball. And the Central Division is probably the best division in baseball. Four out of the five teams have over a .500 record. The only one that doesn't are the Cincinnati Reds, who are probably the worst team in baseball.
All right. How'd the Mets do this weekend?
The Mets won a couple of games. I know they won yesterday because my friend let me know. He said the Mets won. Didn't look like they were going to win yesterday. Wheeler started awful. But the Mets bats woke up and they scored 14 runs yesterday. So they won that game 14-2. They won Friday night against San Diego 5-1, and on Saturday they got beat 12-2. So they won 2 out of 3 against San Diego.
All right.
They had this guy pitching. He started Saturday night, Jason Vargas. I think he's part of that flotilla trying to come over the border in Mexico. This guy's awful. Holy crap, he is unbelievable. He got hit hard, like my friend Billy Bush used to say when I used to pitch. He got hit hard, deep, and often. What a mess this guy is. If he pitches again for the Mets, that's an L you can write before the game starts.
All right.
At least they got it out of their system.
Yeah. What else? I'm not. I mean, the only thing I know is that about the NFL is that the Giants drafted a running back from Penn State, and Cleveland once again for I think the 10th time in the past 12 years picked a quarterback.
Another one that won't work.
Yeah, I don't know. You're hoping, you got to hope that the Browns come back sooner or later. I mean, really. Those fans are starved for a football team. Starved.
I wouldn't bet on it.
I know. It's just it's pretty amazing.
The Mets come back home tomorrow. Syndergaard plays. He's pitching for them when they play Atlanta. So maybe they can win a game there tomorrow night. And then after that, DeGrom goes for them on Wednesday. So the Mets, after taking two out of three in San Diego, have their best two arms at home, and the competition is there. It is the Braves. So hopefully they can win a couple of games against the Braves.
And it appears they're in a division they can be competitive with.
Well, that's because the Nationals are playing terrible again. They're four games under 500. The Braves, everybody thought would be decent this year. They're playing well, and surprisingly, the Phillies are playing well. So the three teams in the American League East separated by a game and a half are the Mets, the Braves, and the Phillies. One you expected, the other two you didn't, and the Nationals are underachieving big time. It's just a matter of time until they axe their manager before the season gets too late.
All right, so when do we start talking Kentucky Derby?
It's real different this year than others. There's so many different ways workouts on the internet. It's amazing. So you can watch these works and see who looks good in your opinion and who doesn't. And today is the draw for the Oaks, and tomorrow's the draw for the Derby. So we'll do what we always do. Thursday we'll go over Oaks Day card for Churchill, and Friday we'll go over the Derby Day card.
All right, how'd you do this weekend in racing?
Well, like I said, that horse going into Kentucky from Mike Smith that went off at 2-5 was very vulnerable, and vulnerable he was, and we beat him with Moms on Strike paying $11. So mission accomplished Saturday.
All right.
That's the only bad thing about the horse I like for the Derby. Mike Smith's riding him. That's a big ouch.
Ouch. All right. Hey, we'll speak to you mañana.
Yeah, hockey and baseball tonight, and I'll be watching it.
All right. Take care.
Have a great day, guys.
Mike Cossey with a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio. And, of course, we always, all our shows we always record, and you catch on demand at robinhoodradio.com on demand.